This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, I'm in my stocking feet. TFW, this for when you're in your stocking feet. You have to go outside, find the Easter eggs.
Right?
You're so excited. Your wife did an Easter egg hunt for you. You run outside at Easter morning. You don't even stocking
feet.
This
and
for when
nothing else. This mm-hmm. for when you're in your stocking feet. Mm-hmm. The grass is fresh with dew. Your mm-hmm. stockings are instantly soaked, but you must find the eggs. And by mm-hmm. the way, you have to eat them there.
I have to eat all the eggs, all the treats inside. It's hard-boiled eggs with candy mushed in.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my job. This is my job, and I'm well compensated to do it.
On Easter Sunday, it sure is.
On Easter Sunday, and it's also...
And it's your job the rest of the year.
Job. Yes.
And it's your job the rest of the year.
Today, it's Easter, which is great. I'm getting less negative attention from neighbors on Easter when I'm doing
less this. Friction from the yes. HOA.
At least it's about just the other stuff. They're not like the egg aspect of it. No one's asking questions about.
Yep.
I'm in my stocking feet. This for when then the sprinkler goes on. Because someone had the bright idea to activate sprinkler mode when I'm at work. First of all, it's daytime when the sprinkler doesn't even work. The sun mm-hmm. is the enemy of the sprinkler, kills the water. Second of all, I'm in my stocking feet.
Sun is the enemy of the moon, but go ahead.
No, the sun is indifferent to the moon. They've
the
actually never encountered each other. They both believe they are alone in the sky. And the opposite of love is indifference.
The opposite of the moon is indifference. That's right.
And, fellas, feel free to share your own stocking feet experiences.
If this has happened to you, yeah.
But I want to like talk about this because now my stocking feet are all messed up. They're covered in fresh mud.
I would expect your stocking feet to get messed up. What cheeses me about the sprinklers going off is your stocking cap now has been put at risk.
My stocking cap is ruined. And as you know, I'm not one of these people that wash my stocking feet. Like this is like the scam that they're like, oh, you need a special stocking cap soap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you need like stocking feet soap.
No, they sell you soap. This is the one of these fucked up things that like, consumerism and capitalism and commercialism has introduced into our world mm-hmm. where there's a soap for everything, right? Mm-hmm. And try guys, you know about this. This is to wash your stocking feet. This is to wash your stocking cap soap. Here's face soap. Here's this soap you need for your car. There's mm-hmm. one soap.
I'm thrilled that
it's all the
first
same.
First of all, thank you for having us. Yeah. Thrilled that we're starting here.
Try guys.
The thing that grinds us the most to the dust.
Go off.
Zesh.
Just
try
all
guys.
Of
I invite you to go off.
Soap.
Can sound the alarm,
about,
Kevin.
I mean, Keith,
unleash
am I right?
The Try Guys. It's Gladiator standing there in the gate opens.
We weren't sure if we were allowed to speak yet.
Yeah, so I really was guys sort are of there. Waiting until it felt
some people like an introduction. Some people like to be introduced. Anyway, Gladiator standing there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Gladiators.
So the Try Guys walk out unarmed.
On the show currently.
Armed only with their perspective.
Yeah.
You guys know that your teeth don't need soap at all? That's a sham.
Go off!
Here's your teeth soap.
You don't need any.
Here's a special hair soap for washing the one part of your head that is not the face soap part. Oh, but then you need another soap for your body soap. There's one soap. called Zest.
You guys remember when they used to sell really, 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 really tiny people mm-hmm. that would clean your teeth? They like mm-hmm. lived in your mouth and they clean your teeth. Like the, is the mm-hmm. thing in the 90s we had, and they used to sell these little really, 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 mm-hmm. really, really.
Oh,
really,
by the way, really, and then those mm-hmm. little people, right? They yeah. repurposed, they put them in a you know, I don't know what the term is, but they put them in a big guy suit.
Yeah.
And now they're Mucinex monsters.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I and just, they think I don't remember.
Yeah.
Now yeah. I need a special lung soap from the right. Mucinex monster yeah. or whatever. I'm yeah. so tired.
And he's
of
got
it.
He's got a couch in there. And mm-hmm. you know, you wonder, like, did he ask his friend to help him move the couch, or did like he pay for another
there's
guy?
A family.
Yeah, that's right. There's
it's
a family.
It's a whole family, so that's right. probably
do you
the
think they
are.
All moved the couch together?
I don't I'm not in communication with those guys anymore, but I can ask. I guess if it's like really important to you, I can find it out.
Well,
it's pretty
it used
important.
To be.
I can reach out through an intermediary.
It is.
It's like I don't actually. Sorry, I didn't know you were gonna like get it. I didn't know you were gonna get into something like.
Yeah, we're not afraid to get political.
That
here.
We were yeah. touchy about. Like we're obviously. I think Big Soap is a scam. Hayes said that, but then the idea that the Mucinex creature shouldn't be allowed to have a couch when he has a mm-hmm. whole family that needs to sit down. I mean, next thing you're going to say that the Family Guy shouldn't have a couch.
Mm. I mean, I just don't, it doesn't seem like his legs, like, I don't know. He just, it's the shape of his body. Like, a couch doesn't seem designed for his.
Okay. Body. Okay. I'm getting really uncomfortable. I actually, I dig you guys. I dig your stuff.
Yeah,
I'm just sure. getting really uncomfortable with the
Sorry.
Direction this is going yeah. where we're like,
I mean, I thought this was like
kind
a cool show where we could
body
speak
of
our mind, so
monster.
I guess not. I thought you guys were a cool show.
Yeah, I thought you guys
But
were
if you're
a cool
not
show.
A cool show, then
no,
we can
we're
talk
cool.
About,
we're cool. We're cool. What did you want to say? So his body's too fucked up. He doesn't deserve a couch. Like,
yeah, it doesn't.
I could get
sense.
Into it. I just need like, to know, like, where
no, but there's
from.
Like a whole study of how human bodies sit into chairs and stuff, and his body
smoking.
Isn't like
sitting
ours,
so, next yeah. to your friend, each grabbing your ankle.
Yeah.
That's how you sit.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
That's one of the secrets to our success.
Grab the ankle yeah. so it doesn't fall off.
And then you kind of wiggle your
well,
foot.
Well, if you
back
notice, our
forth.
Feet are moving like crazy. So yeah. we have mm-hmm. to kind of hold on to them.
Both that is wiggling your feet like your feet are talking to each other.
did you see me doing that? And you start doing. Did we do that?
We just
independent
did that.
Of
yeah.
each other.
Just like the other day when we made like two of the same jokes at the same time in a row.
In a row.
Yeah.
In a row?
Yeah.
That's
in a row.
Cool.
It's a try, guys.
Yep. It's a try, guys.
And
these guys.
It's
insane.
Zaz. Zaz.
Right?
And
yeah.
Chief.
Yeah, Chief.
Teef.
Yeah, Chief Teef.
And they're the second number, try guys number 2 and 3
uh-huh. mm-hmm.
of 4.
Yep.
Yep.
And
you gotta collect them
smack
all.
Dab in the middle.
These guys are trying all these different stuff, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, there's
a different. I mean, a lot of it's the same.
We try and repeat ourselves okay. as much as possible and see if people notice.
Some of it's basically the same stuff. You eat it, you wear it,
right?
You jump off it.
Yeah.
You
what walk is, through what it. Else is there? Yeah. Am I right?
You touch it, you smell it.
I have a question, actually, for Rainey, our producer. Is are we recording on our end just the video of the lifeless puppet, or are we recording the video of us?
No.
Okay,
cool.
Because right now you can't see this, but on our we have like a really amazing setup over here, like
top of the line.
You can't
same,
see it, but
same.
We have a really nice setup, and we also have a lifeless puppet on a chair, and it looked to me
we do too. Same,
like we were only
same
filming him.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I just didn't want it to be like that. You guys felt like we were copying you because I know you have a lifeless puppet.
His name's Kevin.
Yeah, this one's ours. Is named Kevin.
Yeah.
What's your lifeless puppet named?
Ronald.
Ronald.
Ronald. Yeah. That's
yeah.
my name.
He runs
after
our
Ronald
department.
Reagan.
Yeah, I don't think he's related.
Is that okay
to
say?
Reagan.
Can we call him that now? Oh, rest in peace, obviously.
I don't care for him.
No one should have a restless,
right? Death,
slumber, right?
Yeah, yeah. That is a funny sort of idea that you need to say that because typically there's not a lot of I don't interact with a lot of dead people myself. Like I'm not even able to like sort of bother them.
And I guess they don't get a couch either.
No, we wouldn't waste a couch on.
No. I mean, unless like that was something they said, like, oh, bury me with a couch, then yeah, they probably would get that. Because like we really do honor
as long as their body fits the standards that you.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on coffins? Should they be cushioned inside? Seems like a waste to me.
I think they should have toys in them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they have something to do on the.
I think the cushion's taking up a lot of space.
On the spectral kayak that takes you across the river into
hell.
The Styx River.
And the hell
only one river in the afterlife.
The river Styx, yes, that takes you into the devil's living room.
The last whitewater rafting trip
you get to do.
Before you then wouldn't it be better to bury people in a
final
raft?
Class five.
Give them a little fucking turret on that shit. You know, let give them, equip them with something that they can actually do something with.
I always imagine the Styx River
with a big oar.
Looked a lot like the little river in the Phantom of the Opera.
You're saying like a machine gun turret, so the devil is like rising out of the white water to
whoa.
Yeah, you're with me. You're picking up what I'm putting down.
Okay. And you got like a Gatling gun inside your coffin and just come up and
look, I mean, look, if we want people to have a good afterlife, what, we're just going to put them in a bed? A sealed bed?
Yeah.
And what the fuck are they going to do with that?
Fucking bullet, devil!
Yeah. Taste my lead, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. See you in hell. I guess that's probably not.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's probably the one thing.
Sort of like saying see you later. Seeing you in hell right now.
Yeah.
See you here.
Well, no, the river's not in hell. It gets
bad
there.
To meet you.
Oh, the river is not hell?
It's the pathway.
The river,
it's the white water that leads.
You cross the river, yeah.
So I guess in this scenario, we've gotten to the end of the river.
Right.
There's a dock situation.
Yeah.
The Satan rises from the end of the dock, but we're still waterlogged. So I
you're
think the raft
approaching,
still applies.
And you're going, devil, 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 call an ambulance, but not for me.
Do you think at the end of the river, because it ends in hell, right? And hell's I think it's very hot, and you know, heat plus water, as we spoke earlier with the sun, wouldn't the river evaporate near the end of the river?
Make steam.
Yeah, it just sort of becomes a steam bath for a moment, which is probably really nice. Really, probably good for the skin.
It is. I've been in one.
And then
see, he just looked over. See, he couldn't even. You see the body language there?
Yeah,
that's the international body language code for steam bath right over there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Next time.
You see, it's very subtle.
If
you see
right, that would be nice.
If you see what he's doing with his eyes, it's very subtle.
I'm learning a lot.
Yeah. And we don't necessarily want to like share everything with our audience, especially like the location of something like that in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin having a very cozy sip. Can we see that one more time, Kevin? Can you just take one more two-handed cozy sip? Must be fall.
Yeah, the way you're holding the mug, it looks like it's really big.
Must be officially fall. Kevin's drinking a mug with two hands.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Are you going to steam your glasses? Watch out, Kevin.
I can't see.
Oh, so cute.
We've all been there.
So cute. We've not them. They don't have glasses. They don't get our struggle.
I mean, so like, it's just we glasses wearing people have all been there.
Just Kevin, so you know, like the reason it's hot. So Kevin has a hedgehog named Clippy. And that mug is that Clippy's just taking a bath in there.
Oh.
Oh.
And while he's taking his bath, Kevin takes little Clippy sippies. Yeah, it's a hedgehog. Yeah.
Hedgehogs are not the tiniest. They're normally pretty big.
Well, it was a big mug.
You think they're big?
I think
they're big. Oh, is that big to you?
I think they're big.
That's so interesting to hear, that you think that's big.
Because like compared to their peers.
I picture a hedgehog very small. You know what is small?
I've been
that
on
I
like a plane
big.
And stuff, so I've seen stuff that's really big.
Have you ever seen a fucking platypus? You ever seen a platypus? My whole life, this is true. My whole life, I thought they were the size of toddlers. I thought they were big, big things. They're like
big ass.
They're like little tiny kittens.
Yeah, they're like.
You know why you don't know? They've never been next to anything.
They're evasive creatures. Yeah,
there's never like, oh, here's a platypus.
They're next to grass sometimes, but then you go. But how big is the grass?
Because
grass can be all different sizes.
Or
like a rock.
There's like a lot of different types of grass.
Water.
Yeah, and rock. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Crab grass.
Mm-hmm.
Monkey grass.
Platypus, they got a little poison spike behind their foot.
That's hot.
Uh-huh.
You go
like a stiletto. A toxic stiletto.
I got something you could try.
What?
Try touching one of those things behind there. I don't recommend it, but getting some poisoned. Of the stuff you get into, I wouldn't do either. So
Try guys, get poisoned
stiletto stab from platypus.
I would click on it.
I mean, it's a...
I'm watching that.
There are channels that literally are that. There's a guy who gets bit by real big bugs.
He's run out of bugs to get bit by.
It's not literally that.
And that's the problem with the what's happening with the bees.
Right?
Yeah.
The bees are dead.
Bees are dying.
The bees are fucked up.
This is very big problems for our YouTube content creators. They have nothing to get stung by. They have nothing to eat.
Do you know this quote that I think it was Albert Einstein said, that as the bees go, so too does your YouTube content.
Mm. Einstein's a genius, and that's why they call him that.
Yeah. They keep saying the bees are all gone, and then I go outside, there they are. They're like right in my fucking face. And I'm like, hey, I thought you were all
good
gone.
Good news, scientists. I think I've located the bees.
I think they're right here around my colorful shirt.
You just open up a little Diet Coca-Cola. You put that puppy outside, you'll find the bees real quick.
I found the bees. Yeah, they're at my picnic.
Maybe the scientists just aren't looking hard enough.
The real problem is how many ants there are.
So many
ants. We've got to do something about them.
The bees were the enemies of the ants. This is another issue.
Yeah. Could we teach the ants to pollinate, and then they would start doing the job of the bees, and the bees would get jealous, and then they would come out and they would say, hey, look at me, I'm back. And then the scientists would go, we're saved.
Well, the bees are only allowed to have sex with like one lady, right? There's like one lady. And then only some of the bees get to...
You're talking about the queen?
Yeah, the queen.
Uh-huh.
And so like that's one of your problems right there. Yeah. We're never addressing the problem that the bees themselves are inhibiting their population abilities.
Mm-hmm. You know, the bees should become poly.
They should just have some, instead of maybe some ladies in wait, like not just like just one queen, maybe a whole royal brigade of
the
of
bees got
lasses.
Fucking
the bees need to be poly.
And look,
he's got to get poly.
They pollinate, right? Right, guys? So, like, why not other polys?
Call me liberal to a fault over here, but I also think these queen bees should be given the opportunity to choose different careers if they want.
Sure.
What, just because you got lady parts, you got to sit in a throne and let all the other male bees vomit honey into your mouth? Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Give them some agency.
What would you like them to be?
That's the thing, is I'm not, I have no desire for them. My
it
only
sounds
desire
like he'd like
to
them
liberate.
To be whatever they want to
yeah,
be. You know?
It's about what they want to do.
I guess ants also only fuck the queen. So why the ants are crushing it? There's so many.
I just take this quickly, this opportunity to say, I'm not scared of bugs.
Okay.
Okay.
How many
I'm
bugs,
not nervous to be talking about this because
how
I'm
many
not
bugs
scared
could
of
we
bugs.
So we could put bugs all over your body.
And just try, guys. It's always
come up. Yeah.
Let's just start with we have your hand in a box.
In a box.
Just your hand. Okay. We're gonna fill that box with ants. You on board?
Okay, well let me just say this.
Well, let's not
this
dodge
is,
the question.
This is appealing.
No. I respect that this is your show. But you're trying to bail your buddy out.
I know I'm enabling this conversation. I'm reinforcing it.
Okay.
I'm trying to build something here.
Okay.
Zaz. I am looking at these Patreon numbers. We're flatlining.
Yeah.
They're getting out the paddles.
Like flatliners. Yeah, it's, you know what it is?
Oh, that could be, maybe that should be a new membership category. You know how you have different tiers? What if you let some of your patrons be flatliners and like they get certain perks for that
for dying?
Or we could do like the EMT, like the emergency medical tier.
Yeah. The EMT
where
club.
Like it's basically the Patreon equivalent of them coming in
with defibrillators.
With defibrillators.
For $500 a month, you can help cover all the people that jump ship.
Claire.
Yeah. And so what we need, we need like something like what you guys are bringing,
yeah,
where we do big stunts like this. And like even people that like don't care about us and like are paying attention to us are like, okay, well, I like to see them be hurt, punished, humiliated.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what's whatever. Something humiliating we could do for the sake of argument?
But let's continue with this.
The first one, yeah,
the bug box.
Bug box.
Well, let's say, yeah, let's say actually, for the purposes of this, just to start out, maybe nothing with bugs doesn't really make sense. I'm not scared of them,
right? For sure.
So it doesn't really. Why would that be interesting? Just see me be very blasé about bugs, which I'm not afraid of,
mm-hmm,
being on my hand or anywhere else. There could be anywhere. They're so small, they could literally be anywhere at any time.
Yeah. What if we dressed you and I both up as like big old ant queens?
Say who you're talking to.
I don't know. It was sort of a plural you.
That's everybody.
Okay. So yeah, even so
the royal you.
Everybody.
Everyone. Yeah, except for Saz.
Okay.
We'll all dress up as like queen bees or queen ants, whichever feels the best. And we'll sort of like go around and, you know, see what the bugs think and see if they're open to have, you know, see how they react to us if we're hot enough.
We're interviewing the bugs. We've got a microphone. We're dressed as big bugs.
Big
we're
queens.
Saying,
queens.
We're saying, hey, I heard there's no bees, but you're a bee. And then we hold the mic up.
Exactly. Zzz, yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And we'll put little flower petals on the mic so they're like, oh, this is normal. I do this all the time.
I think that's a great idea.
They're inseminating the mic.
Yeah, they'll probably.
We're essentially offering them like a sex doll.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we are dressed as that one.
And we're dressed like them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like somewhere
their
between.
Wife. We're dressed as their wife and we're offering them a sex toy.
Yeah.
Electronic sex toy. And we're dressed up as their wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good
it's
video.
Me. I think it would actually pop off.
I just say what I'm concerned about. What if we at the same time as we're scheduled to dress as the bee's wife and interview these bees? Sure. What if we have like an amazing opportunity for a job interview, or a date? You know, this is like a professional trip, like a date with someone that like we really, really want this to work out. We've never met someone like this before.
No, I think that's great, but the first problem here is that you are putting yourself before your audience, and that's telling me right there that's where the patrons are going.
Yeah, well, here maybe we can make this work because both the date and the bee interview is at the same water park.
And the professional opportunity. The interview could be happening at the food court of the water park.
It's also happening at the water park.
Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to have a change of clothes and then you're going to tell your date, I'll be right back. I have to go to the bathroom. You're going to run into the bathroom. You're going to very quickly switch your outfit, go to the queen bee. Then you're going to come up with a reason why, I forgot the regurgitated, vomited honey in the other room. Run back and forth. You're
just to stop you, I'm the queen bee. Keep going, though. I don't go to the queen bee. I'm the queen bee. Sure. I go to my husband. I'm dressed as his wife.
You don't
I'm
think the queen bee is going to confront you talking to her husband? You think you're going to march into his home and the lady of the house isn't going to like sniff you out and be like, excuse me, that's my husband. Or at least one of
She's
my
She's not
many.
There.
The geography of the bee's sort of abode, I actually think would work out pretty well for this. I don't think she's going to be coming out to see me.
So you're suggesting she's just asleep on a couch somewhere in there?
I know how you feel about couches and body types and all that.
Because it wouldn't make any sense for a bee to be on a couch. They would have a special chair designed for their bodies, just like couches are designed for big people like me, like you, the plural you, all of you, Zaz as well.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's kind of offensive when you guys talk about how you like, oh, I know everything about couches. But you actually clearly don't.
Can I just say how proud I am of my friend Kevin, who historically we have had an issue of when people say couch, sometimes don't even say couch, but are talking about like sitting down or like relaxing at all. Kevin, you see that couch behind Kevin. Kevin will just go back and start kind of rutting the gap between the cushions there, just like absolutely going to town on the gap. I'm actually interested in that couch you're sitting on now because I see no vertical partition between the cushions. Maybe you're just sitting on the lines, which we could also maybe get you two to sit back there just to provide a kind of like, hey, just to give him a little push.
Out of sight, out of mind, just so Kevin doesn't kind of beat the cushion up during our recording sessions, which has been an issue. But I want to compliment his restraint. It seems like he's heard the word half dozen times now and is eyes forward, focused on the job.
I didn't mean to tempt anyone.
How could you know? How could you know?
How could I
know?
But I still, you know, maybe
you could listen to the show before you go on. I
guess I should have.
The entire show before you go on.
Yeah.
I tried to. I didn't care for it.
A lot of ads, huh?
I enjoyed those.
The ads part we like.
The ads were really polished.
Those were quite the ads. Quite fire, if I do say so.
Yeah.
The ads are fire. The ads are yeet.
I heard those ads and I started dabbing uncontrollably. I couldn't contain it. The smile on my face.
Yeah, I like the ads.
I piddled a little bit.
The feet are talking again.
Yeah.
What are they saying?
You know,
they're just always chit-chatting.
They're always chit-chatting. I like wiggling my toes.
We're restless boys, you know. Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/the boys. That's rocketmoney.com/the boys. rocketmoney.com/the boys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
So you talked about one stunt. That's basically a touch it.
The bug. Yeah.
We still need an eat it, a wear it, a jump off it.
Mm-hmm. Tell me this. Have you considered a rebrand?
A rebrand?
You know, we are the Try Guys. People come in, they assume, wow, these guys are going to do some crazy shit. Truth is,
anything.
Been coasting. We've been coasting hard for years, but people still assume anything. They're like, wow, they're called the Try Guys. They probably do some wild shit. Branding.
Car drives itself nowadays.
Yep.
You don't try anything anymore.
Yeah, barely.
You hit the button and it just cruises on down the highway. Mm-hmm. Doesn't get too close to anything. Doesn't stay too far away from anything. Kind of stays right.
And they love it. They slurp it up.
Yeah, like a long noodle that never ends.
They take their slop.
Like a mosquito, even. Mm-hmm. They got long slurpers.
Thank you for my slop try, guys. Do you mind if I turn the bowl upside down, dribble it all over my chin, try, guys? The slop you've offered me?
It's delicious.
And you have to just say, yeah.
Yeah. How about round two?
And so our rebrand is... So if it's not doing anything, that is what we're already... So we would need to rebrand from that.
I mean, do you think that your current branding is doing anything for you? What do you think it says to the world?
World, it's not say the world's not listening.
How are you gonna get them to like?
I like alliteration or rhymes. Hollywood.
So this is what we're saying. Like, go ahead, Kevin. Kevin, go ahead.
It's gonna say handbook.
What handbook?
Alliteration. Hollywood handbook.
No, well, I know that. Yeah.
Maybe we add a second Hollywood.
That's the name of the show right now.
That's right. I'm sorry.
That's the current name of the show.
Sorry, everyone. Yeah.
Couch has been said a lot today, so my brain is scattered. Perfect practice.
Hollywood hand. What about Hollywood hand?
Hand jobs.
Even just hand, most people would get it. You know, they'd get it from Hollywood hand. Like, oh, you want some Hollywood hand? Like, oh, I get it.
Hand it to Hollywood.
Hollywood hand makers.
But what are we doing on the actual show? I mean, like.
Well, you put your hand in boxes.
What happens
not,
on the
this
show?
Is all you do.
Oh, it's, oh,
is
okay.
You put
it's,
your hand
we're
in
putting
something.
Putting our hand in stuff.
You're called
stuff.
Hollywood hand. Okay. You go around, you put your hand in thing, and at the end of every video, you say, huh. Gotta hand it to you. And then it wraps up with a bow. That's
what
your slop. The video.
Exactly.
The video and the box. I guess you could put a bow on the box, I guess.
And what you talk about when the hand's in the box, that's up to you, brother.
Okay.
Cool.
So, I mean, I know this is what works. It's worse
no
for you all.
It's better
it works for
do.
Joe Rogan. Like, this is the conveyor belt.
Yep.
Of...
You start
network sitcom,
Factor,
eating
Spotify buys you.
Yes, eating a scorpion, getting COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Getting bought by Spotify, making $1 billion.
I get it. I'm happy to like get on like with the first step of this. I'm happy to do my time.
I want to, yeah, I want to get my hand into this box.
But I don't want to do the like early 2000s version of it. I want like you guys at like it's Zoomers. Get me Zoomers.
Can the box be digital? Is the box a Snapchat? You know what I mean? I don't know what that looks like. But I feel like you're the crew that can kind of sort this out for me.
The Zoomers are always telling me to touch grass.
Yeah.
Is this like a is this like a hand thing? They're always like,
is this hand stuff?
Is that go touch grass?
Is it said as an insult?
I think so.
Yeah, go touch grass.
My behavior is deserving of that.
Like
what
I'm
doing
at
the time is I'm trying to get insulted
with 100 good box ideas. I promise you, you could come up with 100 good box ideas, and by the end of those 100 videos, you'd have a lot of views. Again, people would know you as the hand guys.
Let's do it. Hit me with the box ideas.
We want you on TikTok, and we want you doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
All right, what's
in the box? Do you want to be successful, or do you want to be an artist? Choose one.
Just hot enough chocolate that you don't actually get a burn, but it hurts. So just the perfect temperature chocolate
hurdy
would be one good box. Ouch
hurdy,
chocolate.
Hurdy chocolate.
Yeah.
The hurt locker,
and then parentheses chocolate this time.
Okay,
maybe that's the name of your box.
I like the hurt locker as a name. I've never heard that
before.
Okay,
so we don't like the hurt chocolate.
Well,
so we're moving on from the hurt chocolate.
I think it's a good in video gag.
Okay,
but in terms of YouTube titling conventions, no.
If you guys call yourself
the algorithm,
call yourself the Hurt Lockers.
Yeah.
That's the name of your show. And every day, your hand's going into a hurt locker of chocolate.
I think that's pretty good, and it makes me think this is what I was looking for. Where shouldn't be a box. We got to get a damn school locker.
Yeah.
Oh.
We build it in Hayes's house. Beginning of the video is always us showing up, doing the combos of the two lockers, putting our backpacks away.
Cute.
And then going, I wonder what's going to be in the top of the locker today.
Yeah. And then you have to reach your hand in there.
Reach your hand in the little slot.
And the audience knows, but you don't, and you're guessing, right?
And
you're
then
guessing.
You feel it, and it's a cold enchilada.
I go, it's hurting me. It's a cold enchilada.
It's too hot for my hands. It must be a cold enchilada. I think I know what it is.
You don't think that would freak you out if you touched a cold enchilada and you didn't know?
I think you're right.
That would freak you out.
There'd be a me-shaped hole in that wall if my hand brushed a cold enchilada right now. You wouldn't see me again for quite some time. I'd be jogging up the 405.
Me-shaped hole.
Go on. Explore that. I think that's brought something to life in you.
Yeah, me-shaped hole. Like that's I think that could be another series for you.
Yeah.
And you put a me-shaped hole through something like very hot chocolate or, you know, a stack of enchiladas. Like you run through it and leave me-shaped holes in fun things.
I run full speed through a new material every week, creating effectively a me-shaped hole.
I promise you that actually is a very good idea for TikTok. I promise you it would have incredible success.
Yeah. You got to figure out how to pull it off. But
yeah, there's only some materials are going to, you know, do it.
You're going to run out pretty quick of materials that are very well suited for this task.
Yeah.
Me-shape holeable.
I'm having trouble thinking of
thing of even one.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Let's go back through some
of... Excuse me. Okay, my bad.
Let's go back through
some
of...
Do you remember when the old science stores, the things that had lots
the
of
mushy
needle...
foam
the,
stuff push, that you the push your needle fingers things. Into and then it... Yes, but you wouldn't go straight
store.
Through that.
I fucking
that would be
love
a me-shaped
store.
Dent. That would be a me-shaped dent. I don't think you make a full hole that way. Mm-hmm. I don't think you go all the way through.
But when you dig a hole in the ground, is that not just a dent in the ground then? Or is it a hole?
You know, I think
I agree
flack.
With you, but I think if you're promising to put a hole in something by like running into it, I don't think I think the indentation would feel like a disappointment because it really does conjure up the cartoon idea of somebody running through a wall.
Me-shaped dent. Is that sticky for us? Mm. Me-shaped dent. Just say it. Me-shaped dent. Me-shaped dent. It's not doing the same.
We're letting someone down on either side.
Me-shaped hole. They come for the hole. They see the dent. The comment section is ablaze. People are debating. This ain't a hole.
The controversy could be good for us.
The controversy is good for you.
It's engagement.
It's engagement. In fact, I want you sometimes to not even try.
People are so fucking pissed that I've never made a hole in anything.
You make a hole that's not even the me shape.
Sometimes I touch it and I go, I'm not running into this.
You do a fucking hole. And it's the shape of a U shape. It's not even a me shape. It's someone else. And then they go, he did it, but I wouldn't say that it's me shaped. It's not him shaped. That looks like
them shape.
What about a bunch of suds, bunch of sudsy bubbles?
Oh, yeah. A good wall of strong bubbles might do it. I haven't seen that many bubbles.
Wallace Shawn bubbles.
What's he up to?
Let's right now?
Text him. See if he'll join.
I was curious. These guys are like, oh yeah, we don't try stuff anymore. And it's like, what are they protecting? What are they like
What's
trying to?
What's happening? Okay, are they trying to hide something big us. That we don't know about? Yeah,
we
it's
try.
It's like because some people pull up the ladder, some people reach down a hand.
Uh-huh.
So I went to YouTube.
Uh-uh.
Dot. Oh no.
Try.
So, yeah.
Flash guys.
Yeah.
And I see these guys are trying stuff every damn day.
Yeah.
And they tricked me.
Let's read their recent try. Try Guys Ultimate Japanese Street Food Taste Test. Hashtag ad. Welcome to our latest extreme food challenge. Which of these Japanese street foods will be the Try Guys and Food Baby's fave? Thanks to Fanta for sponsoring this video. Are you a business looking to work with the Try Guys? Reach out to us at secondtrybusiness@gmail.com for all business inquiries. So
see,
that's what this is about.
I'm fucking my hair standing on the back of my neck just hearing you read that out. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
They don't want us.
It's good writing.
They don't want us to talk to Fanta.
We don't want you to talk to Fanta. About Fanta.
We have a really good thing going on with them right now. And
I want you to drink a Fanta.
We'd
and I
love
want you to say,
you.
Hey, Mr. Soda Man, this one Try Guys sent me here.
We want you to say, I would like to have a Fanta after watching that incredible video.
Oh wow. That's one way to Fanta. Say it. I mean, like, they don't have you say like, I want a Fanta. I mean, that's like the catchphrase. They want you to say, I would like to have a Fanta. Oh,
well,
hello, store. I want to have one of the Try Guys sodas, please.
Well, the Fanta. They have a name. The Fanta ladies get to say the phrase.
And actually, it is I want a Fanta.
I want a Fanta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They are very particular about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Daddy want a Fanta.
You know what you could call yourself when you're in those videos? The Fanta Menace.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Because if a Fanta comes near me, it's going to be gone.
Forget it.
So
9 hours ago.
10 seconds.
Yeah.
They tried something 9 hours ago. Creamy Soup Cook-Off, Chief Teef versus Becky's Mom.
Yeah,
hashtag ad. Welcome to our latest extreme food challenge.
That was also an ad.
Thanks to Becky's Mom for sponsoring this video.
Yeah.
That was an ad for ourselves.
Unbelievable. An ad for Becky's Mom and yourselves.
Yeah.
And you tried something 9 hours ago?
Yeah.
Boy, are my arms tired.
Live to take.
And they're still fresh.
Yeah.
I try something.
I think you guys can do this. It sounds like you're reading our content being like, oh, there's no way we could do this. But you can. The box idea is still good. And you guys, like, neither of you have left to go get a box. I know there's a box in your house. I know you've got something. I know I don't have one. You've got to have one. What did the fitness machine come in?
This fitness machine?
The one over your shoulder.
It's hand.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Why wouldn't you know?
That I don't deal with any of that stuff because I'm all sustainable. So anything that's going to like come in something, like I don't deal with
that. Whoa. Please don't say it.
Whoa.
Like so straightforward like that.
My God. I don't need to know what you're doing after the podcast.
That's what B said.
Hey.
But that, I mean, I don't know if it would get age-gated or not, but that's another good, you know, hand in the box episode.
That's
I'm
more for OnlyFans.
Yeah, it's, you know, it is technically something that can be really hot and not burn you.
More like warm.
Yeah, like, but it can be.
If it's really hot, like if it was ever described as really hot, I'd be nervous.
Like super hot, almost. You know, almost
it's like,
burned.
I'm not burned, but I'm a little red because it's really hot.
It's very hot.
This is a concern for me.
It's hot.
To burn on its way out the urethra.
How'd it get so hot?
So I guess we really need to try something, but I think a lot of what you're describing is like, it's a lot of us like either building something or like going somewhere. And our strength, I think you can tell.
I can't.
Is sitting in front of this thing. Hayes is reading, and I am kind of alienating the guest. So is there anything we could do where we could try stuff, but it's more in this narrow realm that we're kind of experts? Could we just be trying out new noises or words?
Hmm.
Okay, I actually do have a format for you guys.
Yes.
This is real. If you invited guests on and you just titled it insulting insert name until they tell me to fuck off. So like how long could you have us on the podcast before we genuinely get upset?
It's like MTV's Boiling Point.
Yep.
But
it's a podcast.
It's just I guess it's just harassment.
Or yeah. Maybe it could be until he hangs up like Wallace Shawn we had. So, calling Wallace Shawn a little baby boy until he hangs up. I would watch that.
But you have to be ready.
I don't think he deserves that disrespect.
To roll for like 10 hours.
Hmm. I guess the issue is that we're extremely nice.
He's actually a very old baby boy.
We're all baby boys.
Yeah.
We're all baby boys.
I'm a baby right now.
At the end of the day.
I'm a baby too.
Everyone here is a baby boy.
Yeah.
Now, Hayes, what did you discover in your... You kind of went down a little bit of a reading...
So they're just going to take that incredible idea and right, not elaborate on it?
Yeah.
They're going to take it and throw it away? Yeah, they took the whole box thing, threw it away, and now they took that idea.
Well, what I said was there's an issue there, and it's that we're actually really nice. We're very nice and engaging. And I think that when you go like, until they hang up... First of all, we're not going to call somebody a baby boy.
I'm having problems with my headphones right now, and I just want to let you know.
We've heard this one before.
I'm glad.
Whoa. Kevin, I thought you were on our team.
It's just every episode, and the guest has headphone problems.
Especially when it gets really hot.
Around minute 45.
As soon as I dismantle your shit.
Huh? Yeah.
As soon as I ruin your whole shit.
What do you think it is?
Keith?
You want to take one of my earbuds? Huh?
Chief Teeth eats everything at Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Hashtag ad. Keith's going on a 6-hour-long journey through
that
the Outback
with
some special guests. Thanks, Becky's mom, for sponsoring this episode, too.
I can't get sponsored on those videos. I've tried. It's insulting to say that one is sponsored.
Unbelievable.
No restaurant will sponsor me because I speak the truth, baby.
Here's the deal,
Are you courting the same kind of controversy that I was with my whole dent debate? Because surely you don't eat everything at Outback Steakhouse.
Well, I taste everything at Outback Steakhouse.
Surely.
So I put a bite. I mean, I don't eat the sink.
It's not called nibble the menu.
I don't eat the physical plastic and paper menu per se. But I eat everything that is designed to be eaten. There, but I did. You should watch a video.
What if I made a video called Eating Everything at Outback Steakhouse that Keith won't because he's soft? And then I go in,
you start eating the booth.
Biting
you
the
immediately
upholstery.
Chop into the booth. And oh, god, that
I think
would
it's
be
a good
such
video.
A vicious own.
We've talked about doing diss videos and courting controversy on our channel, within our channel. Because if you remember a couple years ago, a lot of big YouTubers came in and they created beef, cross-channel beef. It was great for pumping beef numbers.
Engagement pumps
great
up
for engagement. Yes. So why give that to someone else? Why not just do it on your channel? So
just
I
between
could,
you guys.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So I released a video called Calling Out the Haters, and it's me fucking driving into Try Guys 1 and 4. And then they release a video that says my response to the bad man.
Yeah.
And we just go back and forth.
Like six reasons you should also hate Zaz. So like, so that implies that someone else does and you should too.
The Try Guys get their bones cracked. Number one video. 25 million views.
People love that
hashtag ad.
Dude.
That one actually might have been it.
Watch we get our bones cracked. Thanks, Bones, for sponsoring this video.
Emily Deschanel show.
Yeah,
it's lowercase though.
Oh, that's the track from the Killers.
Bones.
Okay.
Thugs and Harmony?
Noticing the last 2 years, now everyone has bones.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, look, we're influencers. They call us that for a reason. We tell people to do stuff and they do it.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Which episode did you try to listen to before? Just so I know.
The third one.
Okay. Yes. And I've started to see what the problem is.
Went all the way back to number three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, typically, that's when people hit their stride.
We don't do great with really famous guests.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We actually found that our strength was in taking guests who are not really famous.
I mean, I get it.
Are you saying that's why you invited us?
No. I don't know. Why? No, you think this has gone well? No, what we're saying is that we have had some good episodes, but obviously three isn't going to be one of them.
Yeah.
And we found that out early as we got a lot of the really famous guests out of the way in the first like six or seven.
That's nice.
And then we said, you know what's going to be better? And then we did 700 episodes. And then we said, you know, maybe we try some more famous guests again. These guys got 25 million views. People are cracking their bones.
Mm-hmm.
Then we bring you in and we go, no, there's still a disconnect.
Well, you have to remember, we're just the people getting their bones cracked. We're not the crack.
Can you just crack boners. One bone on this video so we can get like.
Just so someone will
so
subscribe.
We can get some views. Just crack right on mic.
Oh, you got one. Oh.
Yeah. I always got some.
I'm all out.
I'm always ready to go.
Wow.
So just to go back, do you not think this is going well? Because I feel like we're vibing.
I like what you guys are doing.
You guys are crushing.
Your stuff has been great. The box idea, all the B stuff.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Dude, people are going to click on this episode and be like, Try Guys, fuck, I hope they talk about bees again. And then we deliver. You know, that's what we're here. We're here for it.
I said me-shaped hole, and then Chief Teef creates this entire TikTok channel out of it. And so a lot of the stuff you've done has been super productive. I got my own shit going on today.
Hey, no. Look. I mean, can we just take a second from recording for a second and just have some real talk? You guys will edit this out.
I don't know how to do that, but sure.
Yeah, no, you had that really good bit about like being on the couch with like one arm on the elliptical and the other on the bed. Like, I thought that was really good.
You guys tried to make
that
me
shit
seem
was
like
funny. Yeah, that shit.
It was pretty funny. You know, you guys.
It was pretty cool.
Look, get your flowers while you're still here. You know, you don't want us to do some eulogy.
Yeah, get your flowers when you're still here and your toys when you're dead.
You guys really tried to push that I had like this anti-mucus monster agenda, which I obviously don't. It's just more about the couch. I got to look up what the name of the study about people body sitting down.
So we can resume the episode. I just wanted to point out
it's over.
Stuff.
It's over. Bye.
The show's done.
Should we get started or?
It's over. The show is over. The show is over. Goodbye.
It's done. Bye.
No.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss wrestling, the boys build a Hollywood Handbook mini fridge on the pro version, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes, including today's with Zach and Keith, at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.